We all know that mainstream education isn't for everyone. Some find alternative ways of learning far more suitable to them. Innovate Workshops, based in Bury St Edmunds, offers one-to-one mentoring alongside the opportunity to learn a practical skill for the hardest to reach young people. We've sent Luke Deal along to find out more. Hi, Luke.
Hi, Sarah. Morning to you. We're here on the Ruffham Industrial Estate. I'm at the Innovate Workshops. We're in the bike room. We'll find out more about that and the other facilities here from Danielle Simons, who's the Operations Director. Hello. Morning to you. Morning. Tell us how long you've been here then on the Industrial Estate.
So we have been here since the end of May. So we moved in just before the half-term break and we got everything up and running just over the half-term period.
So what is it that you do here? Because I've just had a quick tour of the building. It's three stories high. Yep. And there seems to be a lot of different workshops here.
There are. So we are an 11 to 16 alternative provision, and we work with young people, like our student here, that haven't been successful in mainstream education for many reasons. Some of the reasons are because of risk of exclusion, but some are learning difficulties, SEN, school refusal, school anxiety. So there's lots of different reasons. But we have a number of workshops. We're almost up to nine. So we have the bike shop that you're in now. We have a woodwork, cooking. We have an art studio, music studio, a salon. We have a horticultural provision. We've got math and English functional skills. So there's a lot of variety for the young people to work with us.
So how many students do you have that come in and use those facilities that you have?
At the moment, we've got almost 50 that use our provision a week. And at the moment, we're able to offer about 200 hours a week. That should increase in the new year slightly.
Let's bring in Trustee Mike Walton. How does it work then? Who qualifies to come in to use what you have here on the estate?
So the children are referred to us by the schools, but we also get referrals from Suffolk Council. We're an approved provider, and they give us students for 15 hours a week. So we're constantly trying to fit the children in, because 15 hours is a lot, but we can move them around the provisions. And the more provisions we've got, makes it easier to give them a full working day.
And what do they get out of it? How easy is it for them to settle into a different environment?
I think it's a journey for them. They often start very quiet, very nervous, quite reserved. But as their confidence builds and they have a very good interaction with the mentors on a one-to-one basis, you can see clearly how their confidence does actually improve. They have a product at the end of the day, so if they're in the cook program, they're taking muffins home or muffins back to school, they're producing something, and something that they can actually be quite proud of.
And how long are they here for?
So each session is an hour and a half. It might be one session a day. It might be 2 days in the week. And they come in by taxi or with parents dropping them off. But it's not full-time.
It's not full-time. Does it mirror the school terms?
It does, although we have National Lottery funded us last year to offer out of term provision, because clearly the children need some sort of stimulus when they're at home outside of term time, but it traditionally follows the school calendar.
Let's bring in Nathan. Nathan, morning to you. You're 14 years of age and we're in the bike shop, and this is an environment that you feel relaxed in. Tell me why.
It's very hands-on. I really didn't like school. I just love repairing bikes, model making. You can do a lot here. It's very, very...
Did you find it was more relaxing and less stressful being here than it was in a normal mainstream classroom?
Definitely. Because it's all one-to-one. Everyone here is real nice. And you can talk about anything, whether it be your emotional feelings or just normal stuff which you like. Everyone's real nice here, and yeah.
How long did it take you to settle in then and sort of adjust to a different way of learning?
About 2 weeks to properly settle in, but I was very warmly welcomed. They made me feel really welcomed, and everyone's been, as I say, everyone's real nice and friendly here, so it was very easy to settle in.
And what sort of things have you picked up? What sort of things have you learned in that time?
I've learned how to properly model make. I've learned how to cook.
What's your main dish then?
We made chocolate lava cakes, which were really nice. Oh, roast dinner as well. Yeah, and we also made dog treats today.
You've made dog treats. What is it that you're more relaxed with? Which of the areas that we were hearing from Mike do you feel most comfortable in when you're learning those one-on-one skills?
Definitely model making, and possibly even art, because you get to express yourself a bit more. Cooking, I love that as well, because that's very hands-on. Yeah.
Do you feel less stressful? Do you feel more relaxed in this environment?
Definitely. When I was at my old school, I was getting really angry. Was not very nice. And we found this place, and I've been here for about just under a year. And it's been real nice.
Do you feel more positive as a person? Do you feel less angry?
Oh, definitely. Yeah.
Danielle, I mean, have you seen that change in Nathan since he came through that front door all those months ago?
Well, we've seen a change in his confidence. He's far more confident, but we haven't observed the behaviours that were reported at school, because he doesn't have the same stresses, the same triggers that would be in the school environment. So yeah, we've not witnessed that, but we have heard about it. Nathan speaks openly about it, and if things happen at school, he'll always come here and reflect with whoever his mentor is. You're quite open, aren't you? You'll talk about things that have happened, and we talk about how to move forward from them. And we have really good communication with home as well. So really good communication with mum, which makes a difference.
So do you feel more relaxed when you go back to mainstream school, because you know that you're going to still be coming back here?
I'm not actually at mainstream school at the moment. I was in a specialised placement, but I'm not going there anymore. We're trying to find myself a school which I can go to, where I feel safe, where I feel like I can be in a proper learning environment. But, yeah.
How do you feel about that? I mean, are you nervous about returning to that type of education?
Yeah, definitely. It's sort of like moving house, really. You're moving into a new environment, and you don't really know, but you just got to keep your head high and see what life brings you.
And then you come here to your happy place.
Oh, definitely, yeah.
I love the big beaming smile. Would you stay here all day?
Oh, God, yeah.
So what have you made since you've been here?
I've made a MiG 17 model kit, 148 scale. We're making a lot of like miniature Russian aircraft, American aircraft. I've made roast dinners, chocolate lava cakes.
So you've made a lot. And Daniela, you must be really pleased that, you know, students like Nathan have managed to try and turn themselves around in an environment where they feel less stressful.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, when we get the referrals through, we try not to, well, we don't judge the students based on their school experience, because school is very different from what we are. But Nathan's done so well. He embraces every single challenge that we put in front of him, and even the maths and English that he's doing now. Yeah. You know, maths and English isn't anyone's favourite, but Nathan tries really, really hard. And you do pretty much every workshop now as well. Yeah. You have a great relationship with every single mentor that's here, and you just try everything, which is great.
Wonderful. A success story.
Yeah, oh, absolutely. Nathan is 100% a success story, yeah. Yeah.
Wonderful. Danielle, Nathan and Mike, thank you very much indeed for joining us on the programme this morning from the Innovate Workshops here in Wrotham. Back to you, Sarah, in the studio.